Scotty Moore. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Normally, we do Wild Card Wednesday, where you guys pick the music, any artist, any song. But Scotty Moore passed away yesterday, and so we wanted to pay tribute to the great Scotty Moore, a legendary guitarist, the virtual inventor of the rockabilly sound, and guitarist for Elvis, who provided some of the most iconic and memorable moments in Elvis's songs. And so we're going to pay tribute to Scotty Moore. And all the bumps this morning coming back from breaks will be featuring Scotty Moore on guitar. Okay. Now, speaking of music, Adele. There's the headline to this article. Where is this article from, Dan?
NBC News, but it's from a People magazine article.
Oh, so it's People magazine, and it was on the NBC News article. A website. Grab the tissues. These are Adele's favorite breakup songs. You would think Adele probably has a lot of favorite breakup songs, considering that's pretty much all she writes, right? Isn't that Esmeralda? Doesn't she just write?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, they're all pretty about.
Yeah,
pretty much about relationships that
that went south.
Exactly.
That last big hit, that Hello song that she had, was that about? Mm-hmm.
That was about a past relationship.
Mm, poor Adele.
She was calling to say hello again.
And then, oh, that's right. I still, every time I hear that song now, I think of the Matthew McConaughey SNL. Do you guys remember the sketch that they did?
No.
It's visual, so we can't play it. We can't really play it on the air. But when McConaughey hosted and Adele was the musical guest back in November of 2015... they did this sketch where it was at the Thanksgiving table, and all the family and friends and stuff are all sitting around the table, and obviously politics come up and race relations come up, and when everybody, you know, the family members start to get ready to scream at each other, a little girl walks over to a boombox and presses play, and that Hello song comes on, and it reunites everybody, and slowly everybody starts to turn into Adele. With the big eyelashes and the hair and the nails and all that stuff.
Who doesn't want to be Adele?
And it is really absolutely hilarious. Again, we can't play it because it's visual. I mean, you know, but there is, if you can find it online, I know it's there because they put a camera in Adele's dressing room that night during the SNL, during the show. They put a camera in her dressing room and they filmed her watching it. They filmed her watching that bit, and she falls off the chair with laughter. Like, she's screaming with laughter at it. So that's fun. That's kind of fun to watch. But anyway, that's what I think of when I hear. But Adele, her favorite breakup songs. If anyone can recognize a great heartbreak tune, it's Adele. The singer has an incredibly deep well of soul that she draws from her own hits like Rolling in the Deep and Hello. So if she's ready to list the six tracks that helped her get over being shattered by love, we'll take notes. As she told People magazine, which published the list, after a breakup, she says, "I mope around for a little while. I do embrace the fact that I'm heartbroken. I don't move on quickly. I don't know if that's because it seems that I'm only really creative when I'm momentarily depressed." Well, that's true. That's true, man. I think some artists do their best work when they're heartbroken after a terrible breakup. I wrote three plays after breakups. And each one became more successful than the last. Like, you know, and then I started winning awards and stuff. So I told my last wife, I told Heather, I said, you know, if you ever break up with me, I'm going to win a Pulitzer. Because they kept getting more popular and, you know, I didn't write anything after. I haven't written anything. So, anyway. All right, are you guys ready here? Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yeah.
So, number one on her list is number one on my list. We totally agree. And she actually covered it. She's covered it live many, many times. So, why don't we just play a little bit of this? This is Adele's number one breakup song.
Something it wants.
That's Adele's favorite breakup song. It's mine, too. I've often said this about that song. It's a perfect song. There are a handful of songs, maybe more than a handful. There are a list of songs that I think are perfect, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. That is one of them. That is an absolutely perfect song, one of my favorite songs of all time. And everything about that song is amazing. The production of it, her vocal performance of it, Bruce Hornsby's beautiful piano accompaniment on it, it's just great. Not only has Adele covered it, but Bon Iver did a cover version of it too, which is terrific. That guy's perfect for singing that song. So, anyway. Hey, do you remember the episode of SNL, speaking of SNL, Esmeralda, where, what the hell is Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? Okay.
Yes.
Where they had their little baby, and then they invited a whole bunch of celebrities over to see the baby. Do you remember this? Maya Rudolph was, you guys don't remember this either? Maya Rudolph was the host. She came back to host, and she played Beyonce. And Jay Farrow played Jay-Z. And it was a bunch of people ringing the doorbell. Dan, you can probably find the audio for this one. Bunch of celebrities ringing the doorbell to show up and say hi to the baby. Like Fred Armisen showed up as Prince. Trying to think who else showed up. The one thing that I remember specifically is that, thank you, White Butler. Andy Sandberg played their White Butler. And he would answer the door. Thank you, White Butler. They kept calling him White Butler. And then at one point, Justin Timberlake comes in. And he's Bon Iver. And he's got the beard. And he's got a guitar. And he starts singing. He's doing the voice and everything. And he's playing the guitar. And look, everybody, Bon Iver put himself to sleep. And you see Justin Timberlake standing up, sleep. He put himself to sleep. And at one point, Maya Rudolph goes, I don't know what it is, but I don't know what this man is doing, but White Butler loves it. And they cut to Andy Samberg, and he's like singing along. You guys don't remember that one?
No.
Oh, it's so funny. And I can't remember who else comes in, but a bunch of people come in and do the celebrity. At one point, a prince gets scared and hides behind the bassinet. Is it available, Dan? Here we go.
All right, so this is the part with Prince.
Okay, here we go.
Excuse me, Prince is here to see you?
Thank you, White Butler. You may show him in.
Actually, he'd prefer to enter from the kitchen.
Prince, thank you so much for coming.
All my love and congratulations.
Baby Blue Ivy, Uncle Prince has brought you a present. He is going to whisper it in my ear. Baby, your present is a smirk.
Happy birthday.
LL Cool J is also here to pay his respects.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce and Jay. Such an honor to be present on such a special occasion. You can tell it's special because I'm wearing my formal Kango.
That's right.
So why don't you tell me about the birth?
It was perfect, LL. We were in the hospital. Just me, my husband Jay, and Kanye. First, my water broke, and I was like, ah. Then I went into labor, and I was like, and then the baby came out, and I was like, oh! And I asked my doctor, did I have a boy? And he said, no, you had a single lady.
Okay. So that goes on, and then Justin Timberlake comes in as Bon Iver and puts himself to sleep. It's really funny. That whole thing is really funny. And, you know, listening to that, it just makes me so angry about this Marty and Maya thing, this Maya and Marty thing. The Maya Rudolph and Martin Short variety. It's so bad.
Still has not gotten any better.
No, it sucks. It's terrible. And Oh, man. And it's she is so funny. Maya Rudolph is so insanely talented and funny. But, man, does that show suck. Oh, and I still have it on my DVR. I still tape it. I'm going to tape it every week because I'm an idiot. And I, you know, Ricky Gervais was on, but he was stuck in the Jiminy Glick thing. So they had the Jiminy Glick, which I just don't think is funny at all. And Gervais was like looking around going, what the hell? This is not funny. Oh, Maya. All right. You know, her and Paul Thomas Anderson, they have 43 kids. At one point, Maya Rudolph was pregnant for 5 years straight.
That doesn't seem like a lot for them. I don't know why.
Because didn't it seem like Maya Rudolph was pregnant? Seriously, like constantly pregnant for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And then she was in Away We Go with John Krasinski, which is one of my favorite movies of the 2000s. Pregnant in that. It's like ridiculous.
And was she actually pregnant or just
you know, I don't know. I don't think she was. I mean, maybe at some point she was, but. Because she's very pregnant in the movie. Like in the movie, well, actually, she's not very pregnant. That's one of the jokes in the movie, is that everybody thinks she's like 9 months pregnant and she's 6 months pregnant. They won't let her on a plane because they don't believe her because she's so big. But she's like, no, my doctor said I can fly. I'm only 6 months pregnant. And they're like, no, you're not. It's such a great. Have you seen Away We Go?
Yeah.
It's such a great movie. It's such a beautiful, beautiful movie. Why do I always forget the name of the guy who wrote the songs for that movie? Because the songs were gorgeous. The songs were unbelievably gorgeous. Like, beautiful. And I always forget the guy's name. Like a jerk. Dan, can you look that up?
Internet is being slow today.
Okay, internet is slow, but we'll find out. But he wrote songs exclusively for the movie. And the song at the very end, the song that they use at the very end when they end up at Maya Rudolph's childhood home, because throughout the entire movie they're trying to find a place to live. Because they're having a baby.
Alexi Murdoch?
That's it. Alexi Murdoch. And the last song, the very last song, is called, oh, man, I Will Wait, or I Will Wait, or Will You, is it Will You Wait?
Just Listed as Wait. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Just Listed as Wait.
That's it. Soundtrack. That song is unbelievable. God, that movie's great. Cry every time I watch it. That's one of those movies I cry every time I watch it. Ending of that movie destroys me. So good. All right. Hey, weather, traffic, we got that, and then we'll come back and go back down Adele's favorite breakup songs. That's coming up. And if you have a favorite breakup song, 312-981-7200. Maybe you'll match Adele. This is from an album called The Guitar That Changed the World. Scotty Moore. That's Loving You. Scotty Moore was, he passed away yesterday, was one of the greatest guitarists, one of the most innovative guitarists of all time, and he was Elvis's guitarist. And so all the bumps this morning, we're skipping. We'll get back to a Wildcard Wednesday next week, but we're skipping that this week because we're paying tribute to Scotty Moore, who passed away on Tuesday. Okay, we've got the music stuff going on here. Grab your tissues. These are Adele's favorite breakup songs. We went through one of them already, which I share her opinion of. Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me. Number two on her list is Mumford & Sons' After the Storm. And let's hear a little bit of that one. This is Mumford & Sons' After the Storm, number two on Adele's favorite breakup songs.
With grace in your heart and flowers in your hand, there will come a time you'll see, with no more tears and love will not break your heart, but dismiss your fears, get over your hill and see what you find there. With grace in your heart and flowers in your
head. There you go. I like Mumford & Sons. How many of them have beards? Do they all have beards?
Two and a quarter.
Yeah, the lead singer's a little wispy.
Yeah. He's a little wispy in terms of, what do you mean, his voice or his facial
beard.
Hair? Oh.
Isn't wispy a term for
Yeah,
hair?
But it's also a term for, like, vocals, too. You could describe vocals as being wispy. So
he might have both.
Yeah. Mumford and Sons. Boy, they get a lot of crap, Mumford and Sons. People.
Well, because they're that whole, we're old-timey, but not really old-timey. We wear suspenders from the 1920s.
So only suspenders were only worn in the 1920s?
It just they give this air, this aura that they're like old-timey, we're all acoustic-y.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of refreshing to see people play instruments.
Right, but they have this whole, like, blue collar, weird, like, they just came out of a coal mine and are singing their songs. It's like, all right, guys.
I would rather watch people dressed like that playing real instruments than half of the crap that's on the radio where people aren't even playing instruments, let alone singing. Like, can you imagine Mumford & Sons actually trying to use an auto tune?
You don't know that they might not.
No, they don't.
Or that they might.
No. That wasn't invented in the old-timey days. There wasn't an auto-tune to save some bad singer's ass. Okay, next one is Florence and the Machine, Cosmic Love. This is Adele's third favorite breakup song. So does Adele like anything pre-2000? What? Oh, well, I mean, the first song was from 91. And I'm looking at this list. The oldest song on her list is from 1991.
No, the last one.
Oh. Oh, God, of course, Etta James. Yeah, that's not new.
Well, and I also don't mean to be like, well, she's young, but she is young.
Yeah.
So she, you know. 2000 was...
How old is she, is Adele?
She's 20-something?
She's in her 20s, Adele?
Late 20s.
Right, isn't that the deal with the albums?
Right. 24, can't remember the other ones.
19 was one.
Yeah, 19, yeah, so...
So wait, she names her albums her age?
I believe that's the deal.
Yeah, I think it's like a year in her life that was pretty rough. She's got a lot of rough years.
Okay, I didn't realize she was that young. I thought she was in her 30s.
Adele is 28.
Wow.
See, she's not that, yeah.
All right. So I guess, you know, these make sense. I don't know. There's a lot of really good breakup songs before 1991.
Especially if she's being broken up with or whatever and she's dealing with it and she's listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Or things of that, you know, you start to attach
Pandora,
yourself to those. Right.
Or your thing, whatever the
hell.
Yeah,
you're attached to those
songs. The kids are listening to nowadays, little bastards. all right, we got a break. All right, what are your favorite breakup songs? Do you have any from pre-1991? 312-981-7200, talk and text. We'll go down on Adele's breakup songs as well and more right here on WGN. News is coming up. Scotty Moore, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich is here at 5 o'clock with the opening bell. And then Steve's got the day off, Steve Cochran. So Andrea and Dave will be filling in for him. That, of course, was a song called Money Honey with the guitar by Scotty Moore. Scotty Moore, one of the most legendary and influential one of the creators, one of the architects of rock and roll guitar playing, passed away yesterday. So all of our bumps are dedicated to Scotty Moore. And there you go. And I also want to thank Steve and Johnny for joining me earlier in the show to reminisce and talk about the greatness of Scotty Moore. So there you go. All right. Music is what we've been talking about, and we were talking about great breakup songs. Adele has picked her favorite six favorite breakup songs, and we were going down the list, and you got some texts have come in with your breakup songs. 312-981-7200. Carmen says Al Green's For the Good Times. Good one. Peter in Decatur says, don't laugh, but it's You Don't Bring Me Flowers with Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand. You remember that song, Esmeralda? Do you know You Don't Bring Me Flowers?
I don't.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I do.
I think you might know it if you heard it. Again, this was in the 70s. Or maybe it was in the 80s. I think it was in the 70s. Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand. Now, there's a great story behind that. Do you know the story, Dan?
I do know the story.
It involves the legendary Roy Leonard. You know, Roy Leonard and Pete Marino, one of his producers at the time. Yeah, it was the 70s. They each had a version of it, and Roy and Pete decided on the air to play them together. And you can trace the origin of Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand recording that song together. You can trace it right back to Roy Leonard, to my radio hero, Roy Leonard. Maybe Peter and Decatur didn't know that. I hope that you did know that. That's the reason that duo exists, that duet exists. It's because the idea came from the Roy Leonard show. 607 area code says, I Hope I Never by Split Enz. Ooh. Oh. 262 area code, Elvis Presley song, Please Release Me. It's straightforward and gets to the point. Yeah, that's a guy asking to get out of it. Please release me, let me go. I sound just like Elvis, don't I? Dan, did you think Elvis was in the building?
I turned around. I thought his ghost had come to visit.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought he came out of hiding. What are you talking about, ghost?
Oh, right. He's not dead. That's right. He's working at a Winchell's Donuts.
Right.
Why the hell did I go to Winchell's? Because I think in the back of my mind, I believe that there was a story that involved, like, he worked at Winchell's.
I was going to say, because neither exists anymore.
Well, I don't even know if Winchell's exists anymore. But there was a story that, like, yeah, he was working at a Winchell's Donuts or something in Michigan. It was like Upper Michigan. He was working at like a Winchell's Donuts. But Winchell's were around in 77. He died in 77. And so Winchell's was still around, I think, all the way through the 80s. Is Winchell's around anymore?
They do have an active website.
Hmm.
There are no locations within 10 miles of Chicago, I can tell you that.
Oh! Well, okay. I remember Winchell's being tasty. There was a Winchell's Donuts right by my high school. It was on Irving. Not Major, just maybe Menard. Or just a couple of blocks west of Major on Irving. Like, it was on Irving between Central and Austin. And it was right down the street from where I went to high school. Because I'd sometimes go there in the morning and get some Winchell's donuts. they had good donuts. Winchell's had good. They were good. Esmeralda, you too young to remember Winchell's?
I have no idea.
So no Winchell's and no Noggles. You don't remember Noggles or Winchell's?
No. Winchell's sounds so old-timey, too. Winchell's Donuts.
Winchell's Donuts. They have an active website, unlike Noggles. No, Noggles still has an active website.
Yeah,
we discovered that Noggles was still around.
Noggles is trying to come back.
Noggles Tacos.
According to online searches, Winchell's did have stores in Naperville and Waukegan, though neither one of those seem to be operational more. Seems like there is an active one in Las Vegas.
Oh, sure. Sure, man. You know, you win a couple grand, go to Winchell's. Is there a Noggles in Vegas? Because that would be awesome. Like, if they were
Noggles
like,
was in California.
Yeah, there was like a test kitchen.
A test kitchen for Noggles?
Yeah, I think you had to just wait in line. They didn't really have hours.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right, are we ready? Let's finish off the Adele breakup list here. Next on the list is David Gray, This Year's Love.
Every dream inside my soul, when you kiss me,
David Gray. Is this guy still around, David Gray? He was the thing for a while in the late 90s and the early 2000s.
His songs are very sad.
They're all, yeah, I like David Gray.
Even
actually.
I think the happy ones are just like, oh.
What was the one big hit he had? Kevin Owens, hey! Kevin Owens, hey! Kevin Owens, hey! Is that the song?
Yeah, I think it was called His, hey!
Translated, it was Babylon.
Oh, Babylon, that's right. That's his... That's right. Babylon. I like that song. I thought that song was good, man. Now, the reason why this year's Love, this one that we just played, is awesome is because it was featured on an episode of Dawson's Creek. I wonder if it was sung about I wonder if it was because of something Pacey did. Pacey was my favorite on Dawson's Creek. I loved Pacey. Pacey was awesome. Joshua Jackson? What's he doing now? Wasn't he on some hospital show?
He's enjoying life with his hot wife.
Who's he married to?
What's her name from Fringe?
Kruger? Yeah. No.
Oh?
No, he's, isn't he dating that Kruger chick from,
Diane Kruger?
Yeah.
Diane Kruger?
I thought.
And Diane Kruger, like, no, well, now, see, now I keep thinking that Joshua Jackson is, like, 20, but he's got to be in his 40s now at this point, right?
38.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Diane Kruger.
Diane Kruger.
Okay, Diane Kruger. Okay, that makes sense. Because I just keep thinking of him as Pacey. You know, like, he's going to perpetually be 18. And Dawson's Creek was in the 90s, for God's sake. I like Joshua Jackson. He was on some, wasn't he just on some hospital show called, like, Go in the Room and Have an Operation, wasn't it called? Well, there was some, he was in some hospital. I think it was some hospital show.
You know, after Friends, you really went downhill with these show titles.
I don't even know. Yeah. So, but I like Joshua Jackson, man. He was good. You know what I think it was? You know what I'm thinking of? I think it was that miniseries, that Stephen King miniseries that took place in a hospital called Hospital Kill or something.
According to Wiki, his most recent appearances are in The Affair, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Years of Living Dangerously.
Yeah, I forgot that he was in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I totally forgot that he's in an episode of that. I totally forgot. I remember getting very excited. You know why I forgot? Because I watched 85 episodes in a row. That's the one thing about watching binge shows. They all kind of meld together, you know? Like, I forgot that Joshua Jackson, it was a big deal when I was watching it. I'm like, look, it's Pacey. Okay. All right, we have to break for weather and traffic. We'll come back. We'll finish off Adele's breakup songs. If you've got any and you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. I got a ton of texts coming in. Okay, here we go. The legendary Scotty Moore. The architects of rock and roll, one of the greatest guitarists of all time in the world of rock, and Elvis's guitarist, a music legend that we lost another music legend here in 2016. Scotty Moore passed away Tuesday, so all of our bumps this morning feature Scotty Moore playing the guitar in tribute to the great Scotty Moore. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We are talking about breakup songs because Adele put out her list of breakup songs, and if anybody knows anything about breakup songs, it's Adele. Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me was on her list. Mumford and Sons, After the Storm. Florence and the Machine, Cosmic Love. David Gray, This Year's Love, featuring Pacey. All right, now here's the next one. Katy Perry, Not Like the Movies. This is her her next one, Katy Perry.
If you can't see the sign, wait for it. 100% with every penny spent, he'll be the one that finishes your sentences. If it's not like the movies, that's how it should.
Yeah.
And it's just the beginning.
Hey, I never heard that before in my life. Can you help me out with that? What is that? Is that a song?
That's a deep cut, isn't it? It wasn't one of the singles.
Was that one of her hits, Esmeralda?
It was a deep cut.
She released that song in 2010, so it's not even about her relationship with that idiot from the Greek movie. Go to the Greek.
Yeah, she dated other people. You know,
yeah,
not just him.
Yeah, but that guy is worth a bunch of terrible songs, don't you think?
There was one that I think was exact. It was about him completely.
Well, that's got to be recent, right? Because didn't they just break up like last year or something?
No, it's been a few years now.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Since
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl? What Super Bowl?
She was the halftime act.
Oh, yeah, with the Sharks? With the Sharks?
When she played in the Super Bowl, you don't remember?
The Sharks. She was a halfback.
She was.
Yeah. What happened to those Sharks? Those Sharks were awesome.
They were released back into the wild.
I was waiting for one of them to show up in the Shallows with Blake Lively and her pelican. Yeah. It was a seagull, not a pelican.
Where he dances all crooked.
You
see him on another rock, like, ooh.
Yeah. That was seriously my favorite part. Where the sharks? Wasn't there one that everybody liked?
Was the left shark?
Left shark. Anybody know who was in there?
I think it was just a dancer.
Was it Joshua Jackson?
Yes.
Pacey was in the left shark.
There's quite a line going through all these songs.
Yeah, Pacey's the Forrest Gump of modern music. It was actually Pacey, not Roy Leonard's producer. It was Pacey that mixed together Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond.
I'm just picturing Joshua Jackson being like in the recording schools, studios during like Pet Sounds. He just shows up and they write, God only knows. Now, what about that song? How come nobody's mentioned that song? Well, it's not really a breakup song. It's about like if you leave me, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. All right, and then finally, Etta James, All I Could Do Was Cry. This is a song from 1960.
I heard them promise till death do us part. Each word was a pain in my heart.
See, now this seems like, of all the songs on Adele's list, this seems like the one that most makes sense from the vocal performance. You know what I mean? Doesn't that, like, that sounds to me like a song that Adele was absolutely inspired by. The other ones, I can kind of see, okay, she likes them, they're sad. That one, though, is of all of them, the most appropriate song that Adele would like, I think. Just in terms of, she was clearly inspired as a vocalist by somebody like Etta James. And Adele's got amazing pipes. So, that, of course, was redone by Beyonce for the movie Cadillac Records. So, which was a surprisingly good movie. All right, here are some texts. Oh, wait, Esmeralda, you have it? Did you tell Dan that you had one, a breakup song?
I did.
Okay.
Cry You Out of My Heart.
What in God's name? Who?
I forget.
You don't know who it is?
Who is it?
Fitzgerald.
There you go.
Oh, it's Ella Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Out of my mind and cry you out of my heart. I thought that you would always be true, but I was mistaken, it seems. I'm gonna worry you out of my mind and cry you out of my dreams.
Oh, yeah. Ella Fitzgerald. You know who broke her heart? Pacey.
He would.
Over a David Gray song.
Yeah, that's right. The David Gray song. Then he dresses up like a shark and breaks Katy Perry's heart. All right, 224 area code sends in their breakup. Wasted Days and Wasted Nights by Freddie Fender. Oh, my God, Freddie Fender. Wasted days and wasted nights. Esmeralda, you know who Freddie Fender is?
No.
You don't know Freddie Fender?
Sorry, no. Is that his real name?
I don't think so, but he was
okay,
Freddie
good.
Fender. If I'm not mistaken, he was Freddie Fender. Dan, can you look up a Freddie Fender? You should look up your Google image Freddie Fender because he had some fantastic hair. Freddie Fender, man. If I'm not mistaken, he was a Mexican artist, Esmeralda, but I bet your parents would know him.
Hmm.
Is he Mexican, Dan? Wasted days and wasted nights.
Born in Texas to Mexican immigrant.
Yes. See?
Which is called Tejano.
Tejano.
Tejano. Well, thank you, Vic.
Correct. I spent some time down there.
Yeah, clearly. Do you like Freddie Fender?
I like that song. I don't know what his hair looks like, though.
Have you looking at his hair at all?
No, I don't know.
I know. Esmeralda?
I am looking. It's very frizzy.
It is. And he wore some fantastic leisure suits, Freddie Fender.
He's got quite a mustache as
well. Oh, yeah. No, there's no playing around with Freddie Fender.
Is he swarthy?
He is swarthy, yes.
Swarthy, okay. Jeannie introduced me to that term yesterday, said I was swarthy.
She said you were swarthy?
Yes, she did.
I can kind of see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do?
What did you do? It? Did
were
you, do
you
it?
The one that didn't leave a note during the siesta, or was it her?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if that's involved.
I was cooking dinner, and I had a tight T-shirt on.
Oh,
my belly may have been sticking out.
Oh.
And I do have my beard, so she said I was looking rather swarthy.
Yep. No, wow. That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
She said I reminded her of Brutus from Popeye.
Oh. Wait a minute. Brutus from Popeye?
Right, without the muscles.
You mean Bluto?
Well, it's two.
He was known
he was known as Brutus and Bluto.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to settle this in a couple of minutes here because we have to break. We got the news. And more breakup songs, 312-981-7200. And we have to discuss, we have to figure out exactly what swarthy means. I think we really need to pinpoint that. I have a different definition of what swarthy means. Okay, we got to take a break. That's right. From the album The Guitar That Changed the World, the version of That's All Right. Scotty Moore passed away, one of the legendary guitarists and innovators in rock and roll history. And so this morning we paid tribute to him. Steve and Johnny were with us earlier to talk about Scotty, and all of the bumps this morning are for Scotty. It's Nick DiGilio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5. And then Andrea and Dave in for Steve Cochran at 6. All right. Now, before we get back to the breakup songs, I want to give you at least what I think swarthy means. Now, so Vic was described by his lady friend as swarthy because he was cooking and he had a tight shirt on, and she said that he looked like Brutus from Popeye.
Did he say he had hair? Who? Chest hair hanging out?
No.
All right. Okay.
Just about the beard, I
right.
think.
Now, but here's
Isn't
the thing.
Chest hair
now, because you said tight shirt, I immediately assumed
no,
there's
No, I mentioned that. She mentioned that because I have a little bit of a, I have some table muscle going on, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Like the, me. I've got like a
belly region.
Oh, yeah.
What? Table muscle?
Yeah. Because it,
explain.
It's table muscle. You get that muscle from eating at the table. Right. It's a muscle.
We sure. like to,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's time to build that up, just like any other muscle.
That's exactly right. By eating more.
You have to apply yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Effort.
A way of doing that really quickly, I don't do this anymore, but is drinking beer. That's a really easy way to do that.
Oh, I see. That muscle.
That muscle, yes. Yes.
I wouldn't think it was a muscle. I just think you're forming
I will say this.
Table.
I used to drink a ton of beer, okay? And mm-hmm. I and a bunch of whiskey. Now, whiskey is, you know... I drank a lot of Jameson.
It's lower calorie.
Yeah.
If you're just drinking it without
Well, at one point, I was exclusively drinking a half a bottle of whiskey a day.
Right.
So, but I was losing weight because I wasn't eating.
Well, yeah, when you don't.
And I was drinking whiskey, which is why 1 year ago at this time, exactly, I was in a hospital. I was in a hospital 1 year ago, like this day, I was in a hospital. And I think I got out the day after. I think I was in the hospital for like 5 days.
Contrary to popular belief,
it's not
whiskey
good.
Whiskey has no nutritional value.
Not
really.
At all. No, no. But the thing is, I had stopped drinking 2 weeks before I went into the hospital, but I didn't start eating.
Yeah, that's not good.
No,
that's not good.
Anyway, now I'm eating a lot, and in fact, I weigh 40 pounds more than I did 1 year ago. I do. I weigh 40 pounds more. What I was not told about was when you quit drinking, you eat more.
Yeah, table well, there's...
Muscle.
Table muscle. Table muscle. Uh-huh. So, all right, now let me explain what I think swarthy is. Dan, maybe you can be the arbiter on this. You can find out. Maybe look it up or something online.
I've got swarthy.com up. Let's...
Swarthy, wow, there's a... There's okay.
That was a joke.
Here's what I think... Okay. Oh, I was going to say there's a website called Swarthy. Here's what I think swarthy means, and see if I'm right on this. And I don't... And Vic, to be honest, I don't think you fit into what I think swarthy means.
Give me what you
kind
got.
Of,
what is it?
I think you could kind of, maybe. All right, swarthy to me means... tanned or darker skinned, and I almost specifically Latin in ethnicity.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think swarthy means. You know what I mean? Now I can see it. Kind of, you got the beard, and you
see,
can.
She knows. She knows. I've got some peasant blood in me.
Right.
So she...
right. So... But like... Brutus is not swarthy.
Okay.
Wait, but it cracks me up. He goes, she knows.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right.
So now, Dan, what is there an actual definition? Because that's what I think it means. What does swarthy mean?
According to Merriam-Webster, that it is of having a dark complexion.
Okay.
It was a black T-shirt. Was that? Actually, now that you mention it, I had a black T-shirt on.
And your beard is black.
And my beard is black.
Ah.
So you just melded
and the
into
light
one.
Was off in the kitchen.
The light was off in the kitchen. Well, that's
a little sweaty because I was cooking. I've been in there for like, so it's all coming together.
It all
now.
Makes sense now. So you cook with the lights out. That's really, that's nice and dangerous.
Yeah, that can't be good. Is there fingers
you
in your food?
Old
swarthy Vic Vaughn, everybody. When I think swarthy, I don't think Antonio Banderas. I think Vic Vaughn. See, now, I think when I think swarthy, that's the first guy pops into my head.
Right.
Okay, yeah, no. I'm
is Antonio Banderas.
I
call him Banderas. It's just
I think like sweaty, like bleh,
but it's not,
bleh,
no,
like,
it's
really
not really.
Hairy.
It's like swarthy is like a loo. You know, it's like seductive and I think.
See, I don't think swarthy
I could do
is.
That. I'd pull that off.
When you're cooking in the dark, that's what you pull off. I just think of I think of like the stereotypical Latin like smooth lover guy. Like, hello.
See, I don't think that of swarthy.
That's what I think of swarthy. He just told you what swarthy meant,
right? But like swarthy to me is like, ooh, that swarthy guy.
Yeah, it's, I agree with that, Esmeralda.
Kind of creepy.
Wait a minute. It just means dark skinned, right? Is that what you said it was? Is there a further
definition
of dark complexion?
I know, but there's always like the kind of when you ever see anything and that description's there, they're always sweaty.
I don't. Where does sweat come into it?
No, there's just something about it. That word.
Just because Vic is sweating all over his kitchen in the dark with his tight shirt on and his beard.
Something about tight shirt, sweaty.
All right, so Merriam-Webster, swarthy in a sentence. He was a dark-eyed, swarthy young man with killer looks.
See?
Yep.
See, also so, Vic Vaughn.
Also Vic Vaughn. See Vic Vaughn. For
this table muscle.
Hanging out of my
now that shirt. sentence is exactly accurate into how I what I think the definition is.
All right, good job.
But you throw in sweaty though. I don't understand the sweaty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that word that's what comes up in my mind.
So did Jenny mean it positively or negatively, Vic? Right. That's the question.
It was not positive.
All right, oh, okay. So she's with us. All right,
so everybody thinks swarthy is a negative thing,
like sweaty, like
yeah,
tight shirt.
See, I think it's like I've been bendejas. I think bendejas. Like, ooh. That's why, you know, that's why one of the reasons why we watch Mambo Kings all the time.
Because you wanted to be swarthy?
We wanted to be swarthy. We wanted to be the Mambo King. Scott and I wanted to be Antonio Bendejas.
Yeah, I think you guys were probably doing the version that we're thinking
of. Armand Asante.
Yeah, you can make swarthy look good. She
sure,
snuck
Vic
up
Vaughn,
on me.
Sure.
Yeah.
She snuck up.
I'm normally
would
sucking in the table muscle.
I don't know. I know this is radio, so there is a picture being painted for everybody listening right now of swarthy Vic Vaughn in his half shirt.
He's
wearing one of those 80s half shirts. That
you know what? Today, I'm cutting that t-shirt off.
Man, cut it in half.
Yep.
Walk around like it's 1982 again.
I imagine he's got a pan. He's just like, hey, Genie.
Were you like cooking spam? What were you?
He's just sweating.
Frying up some spam. Sweating into the spam.
And so gives it its salty flavor.
Oh, God. I just am very, I'm very upset that swarthy is considered negative.
That's only because you wanted to be swarthy because of Mambo King.
No, I just happened, the word swarthy to me is not a negative thing. It's just like, it's exotic, you know, and it's like, ooh, Bendejas, Armand Asante, he's swarthy.
I see it as negative.
Wow, all right. I didn't know that.
People are texting in that Esmeralda and I are thinking of smarmy, but no, we're not.
No, swarthy
is a negative connotation.
Yeah,
well, smarmy is that's negative, but it has nothing to do with sweat.
Correct.
Smarmy right. is just you're
well, it's sweat plus a tight shirt, and then I imagine there's chest hair hanging out, but like kind of like in that gross
he
way.
He keeps insisting that chest hair. Vic says that chest
why.
Hair was not hanging out.
I know, but it's like in my head, I just immediately.
Was it also a V-neck? It was like a
yeah,
half shirt
V-neck.
I see. All right.
According to 630, pirates are often described as swarthy because of the permanent tans from being on deck all day.
See?
That's what I thought. Can I say, as soon as you guys said swarthy, I thought pirates, Johnny Depp.
Right. Now,
right
it,
there.
Yeah, I do have a farmer's tan or a pirate's tan, I guess.
Oh, you have a pirate's tan.
Oh, a pirate's
you know,
tan.
Are you familiar with that term, farmer's tan?
Farmer's tan, yes, not pirate's tan. Now, Mary, let me ask you something. Now, when you heard swarthy, you thought pirate.
Exactly.
You thought Johnny Depp.
Well, really Johnny Depp that much, but more dirty. Well, he's dirty enough in it.
Dirty, yeah. Okay, all right.
Sweaty,
gross.
Wait a minute. I don't understand this at all.
See, she's on our side.
Well, not gross, not Vic, of course, but I mean,
just kind of like,
in need of a shower, has a tan, and just kind of creepy. I don't know.
See? What the hell is going on?
Maybe in English class, when we learned the proper definition, you were just thinking of Mambo Kings and not paying attention.
I don't understand this. Wow. All right. So swarthy is not good.
Well,
all this time,
it's not good.
All this time, I thought, yeah, swarthy. Ooh, he's swarthy. Like
well,
sexy.
I mean, I guess.
Freddie Fender. Swarthy.
But we apparently seem to be the only ones that.
No, everybody except me, evidently.
Well, think of the word swarthy. It's just not a nice sounding word either.
No, yeah.
All right. Moist.
Ugh. Yeah, well.
I have no idea. It's another word that everybody hate. Well, mostly women hate that word.
Blech.
Yeah, but it's also okay. What do you think of it when it's when you have a great texture on a layer cake? What do you say? What do you say?
Texture.
Good, creamy.
No, no, no. How would you describe a really great piece of creamy?
Mm-hmm.
Not the frosting. I'm talking about the cake itself.
Oh, the cake.
The cake itself. Yeah. A really good cake. What word would you describe that? If it's one of the adjectives to describe a good cake, And you know where I'm going with this, Esmeralda. Ugh.
Delicious?
Moist.
Yeah. I don't want to say that.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right.
You're damn right I'm right, and I'm right about swarthy, too.
Well, not so
I noticed that Vic just took off. I think he's going to cut off all his shirts in half. So.
Speaking of swarthy, it's Mark Kermit. Sorry, oh, here he comes.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute, wait.
Go ahead. Hey, swarthy Mark Kermit is here, everybody. I have.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. That was all Mary, by the way, dude.
No,
that was all Mary.
I just saw him in the camera, and I went, oh.
Well, just so you know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, I've been called swarthy a million times. I think it's a great word, and I'm completely with Nick 100% on this, and I don't know what the two of you are talking
about. And what's your dating track record?
It's a significant abomination, but it's not how many times you get knocked down, Nick. It's just getting back up, right?
Oh yeah, you're talking to the wrong dude right there, man. Yeah, you don't want me on your side when in a relationship conversation, my friend.
I'll take whoever I can get.
Yeah,
do you wear a lot of V-necks and sweat?
I got a V-neck on today. It's underneath a actual professional shirt, but once I walk out here, I'm going V-neck straight to the straight to Michigan.
He's going to Vic's house. They're gonna cook together.
Yeah, you gotta have an inch of grime on your body to be swarthy. And you guys don't today, but I'm just saying today.
They will later.
Yeah.
I don't even understand this at all, man.
And then I think Mark Harmon's, you got a little chest hair going, right? I'm assuming.
Sure.
Do you have a tuft?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you
got
it. See? So he's swarthier
Listen.
There's nothing better than a swarthy man and a moist cake. That's how you want your cake. That's how you want your men.
And oddly, that's what Vic was making. Oh, he was making a moist cake.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
Oh, my God. Oh!
Oh! I gotta go.
Oh! All right.
Oh, gosh. We learned so much.
By the way, I guess, according to Merriam-Webster, you guys are all wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it wasn't Merriam. It was Mary-Webster.
Oh. That's
Mary Vandeveld's...
Oh, it's Mary Webster. Okay, yeah, that's right.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Esmeralda.
She invented that book. Definition.
Oh.
Like she'd be working here if she owned that book.
Exactly.
Getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
She read all those dictionaries. She read all those definitions out.
Oh, all right. What the hell has happened? All right, here's your swarthy weather forecast.
Many
you know
men
why?
Will be swarthy
today. It might be moist. You don't know. One more time for Elvis's guitarist, Scotty Moore, passed away yesterday. I want to thank Steve and Johnny for joining me earlier in the show to pay tribute to the great Scotty Moore, one of the most important guitarists in rock and roll history. That's his version of Love Me Tender. And if you listen to those great old Elvis songs, he is the guy, one of the most important guitarists ever in music, and we lost him. Another music legend passes away in 2016. So, all right. Let's see. We got some swarthy texts here. Meaning that what are they, dirty? According to you guys, they're sweaty and dirty. 262 area code. Fernando Lamas was swarthy. Yes, he was. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly the thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, he looked a little grimy.
Oh, see, now that's not... 815 area code says, I agree with you, Nick. Swarthy sounds cool to me, and I'll be swarthy any day. 847 area code, swarthy equals cool. 219 wasn't the most interesting man in the world, swarthy. Yes, he's a swarthy man. The most in the Dos Equis commercial, he's swarthy.
I've never thought that swarthy is like, attractive.
You're supposed
man.
To go, oh.
Nope.
Because he's all, he's got nice dark skin. He's he might be mysterious with a beard in a kitchen with a half shirt on.
Sweating
over spam.
No shower.
I don't even understand where that came from.
I don't know. It's just, there's something about that word. That's the idea that comes up.
All right.
It's the image. I'm not the only one.
No, clearly you're not. I guess I've been, mistaken for 50 years.
So it's you and the listeners, and then me, Mary.
Yeah.
And
Dan.
And Dan.
Yeah.
Three against
38
many.
States in Canada.
Well, I was going to say, with my... Well, no. With my show, it might not be many more than you guys. So trust me. All right. We were talking about breakup songs. Remember that?
We were.
Would you break up with a guy for being swarthy?
I wouldn't even deal with that in the first place.
She wouldn't even listen to the pickup line.
No.
Right. I'd be like, nope, I said, swarthy.
Hey, I'm swarthy.
No, I'm ugh.
Wouldn't work for you. I'm going to have a private conversation next time I see V, and I'm going to have him show up at your house swarthied.
I don't think that's possible.
Next time
for
you
him,
see, no, we can go. We'll put him in a tanning bed for about 6 months. Make him all sweaty.
You'll have to put a glue beard on him.
Can he not grow? He doesn't look like he can grow facial hair.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Has he ever tried?
He does, but he even recognizes that he can't.
Yeah, it's one of those patchy.
Yeah, he's like, no. We'll shave this. Okay. Save my dignity.
All right, are you ready for some of these breakup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't like you. You are swarthy. No, I'm kidding. 336 area code says, Delbert McClinton, I'm better off with the blues. Best breakup song ever. Luann from Andersonville says, It's My Party, I'll Cry If I Want To by Leslie Gore. Mm. Kathy says, She Hates Me by Puddle of Mud. The sentimental breakup song. wait a minute. How random is this, Dan? Freddie Fender, 224 area code. This might be my favorite text of the week so far. 224 area code. This is the entire text. Are you ready? Freddie Fender was discovered in a car wash.
Not showering, I'm assuming. Not in the car wash.
Oh, man. 815 area code. Best breakup song ever. Papa Loved Mama by Garth Brooks. Tom says, I'm Not in Love by 10cc. That's a great song. It's a great song. Do you know why they're named 10cc?
Why?
I'm not going to go into it on the radio. It's inappropriate.
Yeah, don't Google it at work.
Don't Google it at work. Esmeralda, you can Google it.
Okay.
Just say, why is the band 10cc called 10cc? I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
But if I tell you off the air, you can't go to HR.
All right.
And go in there and say, he said that to me and he's swarthy.
It's a verbal contract.
630 area code says, Cry Baby by Joplin. Luther Vandross, A House Is Not a Home. 812 area code, Earth, Wind, and Fire, After the Love Is Gone. Oh, that's a jam. That is a fly jam. 262 area code, I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song. Oh, this is a good one. 312 area code, The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Oh, right.
Don't they sing that in Top Gun?
Yes.
Isn't that the, they're all swarthy?
During the bar,
Tom Cruise is swarthy there. 630 area code, Practically Anything by Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, You're No Good. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good.
Here's another good one. Is your lady, soon-to-be ex-lady, Madonna's Take a Bow.
Oh, it's a great song.
That one's rough.
It's a great song, yeah. It's 312 area code, Against All Odds by Phil Collins. Sorry to laugh. I've told you about that video, right?
No, I don't think so.
Against All Odds by Phil Collins. Take a look at me now!
Yeah.
Watch that video at some point because they took clips from the movie Against All Odds, and whatever lyric he's singing, that's what's happening with the scene. So it's like, we used to cry, and then they show somebody crying. You have to watch it. It's the most ridiculous.
Oh, good.
Let's find out. The opening bell is up next, and here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
I just want to chime in, too, with you guys. I'm swarthy. I'm all over on your side, Nick. I think Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
George Hamilton.
Yeah.
Ponch Poncharella. Maybe to a lesser extent, but yeah, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
On that. I don't know when that became a bad thing.
It's like smooth, dark-skinned, Latino lover kind of guy. Yeah.
I think they're confusing shawarma.
What? Shawarma? I love shawarma. It's good. Lebanese restaurant. You get the really good shawarma.
Yeah, so anyway, coming up on the opening bell, are you sick of getting robocalls? I mean, and they're getting smarter, too. They actually go to your voicemail. We're going to talk to a company, a person who is fighting this, one of the leaders in the industry, and will help you end robocalls. That's our 4th of July gift to you. Coming up.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, bye.
All right. All right, we have to go, Esmeralda.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to talk about
swarthy.
No more swarthy talk. Okay. Okay, well, but take this with you. Freddie Fender was discovered in a car wash. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right, we'll be right back.